John Rutter, your 70th birthday this year in September is being celebrated a lot, and you're still only 27 years old inside. How are you enjoying the celebrations for your 70th?
Oh, well, it's one more step along the road. I think if you're a musician, you're just worrying about what you've got to get through this week without forgetting anything. We very much live in the present and in our immediate future plans. So it's very rarely that I get to look back. And of course, the nice thing about an occasion like tonight is that that's exactly what I can do. I can just sit there. I don't have to do anything, because generally when I hear my own music, I'm conducting it. And it's just wonderful to be able to relax and enjoy it with two such wonderful conductors and two such wonderful choirs and instrumentalists.
When you were a schoolboy, you were taught by somebody who'd been taught by somebody who'd been taught by Stanford. And among your pupils, your fellow pupils, were Howard Shelley, the pianist, and John Taverner, the composer. Do you feel yourself to be part of a great British musical tradition?
A great world tradition, I hope. I think music is international. And if I've learned one thing in the years of conducting and composing, it's that music crosses all kinds of national boundaries. I happen to be English, and that's great. I've had the benefit of a terrific background because, of course, we do choirs in this country. And I grew up singing in not one, just my school choir, but several of them, as a matter of fact. And it's true that Edward Chapman, who taught me composition, had been taught by Charles Wood, who had studied with Stanford, who had met Brahms, and so thus it all goes back. But I don't know how much of that rubbed off on me. I've always been a bit of a naughty boy, I think, compositionally, and just written the music that's in my heart, regardless of whether it would be approved of or not.
And what message would you like to give to the wonderful small boys who are singing tonight? I mean, all the singers are magnificent, but there are some very young choristers. As an ex-choir boy yourself, what do you hope they're going to take away from tonight's concert?
I think the feeling that it's something that will stay with you your whole life. I know that the concerts I sang in when I was their age, I can still remember by heart. And what I did last week, I've completely forgotten. So what they're doing now is laying the foundations for a life of joy and happiness singing. Because once you've sung, you never want to stop. It stays with you forever. It's a gift for life.
Well, just two more questions about Christmas, because Christmas isn't Christmas without the music of John Rutter. But another of your teachers when you were at Cambridge, he taught you harmony and counterpoint, is a man who died earlier this year and who's very much missed. I mean, he's another man without whom Christmas would not be the same, and that was the late David Wilcox. How was it studying with him? Was he demanding?
Oh, very, because he expected perfection from King's College Choir, which he directed. And although he never said anything to me, I think when he looked at every note I'd written, I think he was expecting a perfection that wasn't there. And I'm sure that I fell short, but he was terribly encouraging anyway. And the most generous thing about him was that he was regarded as the king of Christmas music, rightly so, because he transformed the world's musical celebration of Christmas. But he welcomed me when he could have looked upon me as a viper in his bosom, you know, this upstart Rutter who was daring to write Christmas carols, instead of which he actually got them published for me while I was still a student. And that is the kind of generosity and open-heartedness that you never forget, and something which I hope I learned from him, and which is nice to be able to pass on if you could. I still hate young composers because they're all so terribly good, but I like to think I encourage them.
Well, you're supposed to a bit, aren't you? Especially when you're still only 27. So you're 27, open-hearted, happy at real age 70. Last question, how are you going to spend this Christmas?
Well, on Christmas Day, I must admit, go to the morning service in King's College Chapel because I can. It's just down the road from where my wife and I live, near Cambridge. And Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without that particular start to the day. After which, I have to say, it's pure indulgence. Goose, we prefer that to turkey. Plum pudding, family, old films on television, a certain amount of refreshment, alcoholic and otherwise. And then I start pulling out the diary for next year. And I start filling in the blanks and saying, well, realistically, what am I going to be doing? Actually, that's a job for Boxing Day. But Christmas, I just enjoy with music and family.
And we enjoy singing your music at Christmas. John Rutter, thank you very much.
It's been my pleasure.